Fry also spoke to Walter Isaacson, vice chairman of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. His group has been leading the rebuilding efforts in New Orleans. He told Farah he's hopeful for a grand future for the Big Easy.
In the past week or two, we've been able to get the housing plan straight and some funding for it, which means we'll start rebuilding the housing. I think the levees, we've got good work underway. They're not Category 5 levees, but they're the armored Category 3 levees, which means they won't break. And I think you'll see the optimism pick up now that Mardi Gras is over and the hard work is beginning.
Tell us more about the plan that you're putting into effect or the plan that you've just gotten approved.
You know, we had something called the Baker Bill, and you and I discussed it before, which was a new entity that was going to try to buy back homes. And the Bush administration shot it down, said it wasn't going to work. And we got very frustrated, and there was a lot of name-calling and finger-pointing. But then we sat down with Chairman Don Powell, who runs the Gulf Coast rebuilding effort for the president. We said, let's just get a formula for getting people back into their homes. Let's not try to do anything complicated. So we got a formula which says, if you're going to have to move and we're going to have to buy you out, you're going to get 100% of pre-Katrina value for your home up to $150,000. And likewise, if you have to do some rebuilding and you are underinsured for flooding and you're in a place where the levees broke, we will make you whole up to 100% of your pre-Katrina value, up to $150,000 per home. So that's just a simple formula that says, okay, come home now, rebuild, we want everybody back to New Orleans. And once that money starts to flow in the next month or so, you'll see people coming back, especially when the school year is over. People can come back with their school kids. There's a lot of jobs in New Orleans. There's a lot of money being spent in New Orleans with all the rebuilding. So I think it's going to be a town of great opportunity starting this spring.
You certainly make a very good point that that kind of a solid plan will make a difference to a lot of the people who feel uncertain. I'll give you an example. We went and met with Desiree Charbonnet. She's the recorder of mortgages. And a lot of people in the city who can, who've gotten SBA loans or some kind of insurance payments, are paying off the mortgages on their house with the money that they're getting to rebuild, just so that they don't default on the mortgages. But if this money doesn't start flowing soon, the banks are probably going to give up that grace period. Are you concerned?
Well, the banks have been very good, and Don Powell used to be head of the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which helped oversee banks. Now he's working on Gulf Coast Relief, so he's working with the banks. They've done a good job, and once this money starts flowing in the next 2 or 3 months, people are going to get pretty much close to the pre-Katrina value, as I say, up to $150,000. Beyond that, if you don't have insurance, you're going to be a little bit in the hole, but we're all a bit in the hole after a hurricane, and we just have to live with that. So I think once the money starts flowing, you can see a major rebuilding effort in the city. But I think the banks will help us tide over for the next 6 months.
Let me ask you about people who are not homeowners, who are renters. I spoke to a woman who was working selling the boxes of beignet mix at Café Du Monde's store.
Now, what were you doing at Café Du Monde?
You know, I try to work hard and play hard.
Working hard and eating those beignets.
Yeah, absolutely. So she was saying that the rent on an apartment, she's a single mother, rent on an apartment had gone up by 50%. She just
absolutely
couldn't afford
it. And this is a problem, but by the way, it's one of those high-class problems to have. Real estate values are going way up in New Orleans. Rents are going way up. Property values are going up because there are more people who want to come back than we have housing for. So the way to solve that is we have gotten from the administration, and we're hoping Congress will approve it, approximately $11 billion all told throughout the region to deal with housing. But part of that money is going to go for mixed-income rental housing developments. So we could have both a city that brings everybody back, a city for all income levels and all races, but also an integrated city so we don't become like one of the segregated cities like Washington here where I'm looking out the window and seeing it.
But the problem is for these people who are working at minimum wage or slightly better jobs, they may not be able to wait until this housing is built.
That's a problem. We got a problem. We got to get housing there as fast as possible. Now, there's housing in the area. That's why there's big traffic jams. But if I had to say what's our big problem now, the levees are okay. You know, levees are strong, and we're going to be safe with the levees. Housing, the big problem is there's not quite enough of it. That's why it's good to have this $1 billion or more than that for mixed-income rental housing units. But we got to get those things built as soon as possible.
Walter Isaacson, Vice Chairman of the Louisiana Recovery Authority. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea. For photos of the people and places in this report, plus web resources to learn more about the rebuilding of the Crescent City, go to our website at npr.org.